Well, there is a book that stands above and beyond every other book in this universe. And conservatively, the conservative estimate is that it's been published over 6 billion times, 6 billion copies. It's been translated into over 1,400 languages. And the second runner-up is far shy of that. I'd even say that the secular world agrees that it's the most influential book in the entire world. It's influenced Western civilization, you know, the politics, morality, literature. And I was reading the Daily Bruin, which is the school newspaper at UCLA, right here. And I read this opinion article. I'd have to say the author of this, you know, granted, he's an atheist. He's one of the top staff members on the squad there. And his article says, "The Bible, a cornerstone of our culture." The atheist says this, all right? And he comes to this conclusion. "The Bible remains the single most important book in our culture that should be read by all, even and especially now." The last sentence. "To resurrect our culture, it pains me to say, will take more than bread alone." That's not bad, huh? Not bad. I felt pricked. I felt like I would take that as a little charge of the atheist. Have you all read the Word? This top book is the Bible. Of course, we're talking about the Bible. Amen. And here's a statement. To be a human being, even to exist to be a relevant human being in society, we need to read the Word of God. But I like that last sentence. He was talking about resurrecting culture. We're not here to resurrect culture. We're here to resurrect dead in spirits. Our spirit has been enlivened by the Word of God. You know, our soul is being saturated by the divine element in the Word of God. Even we're here to resurrect our friends along the way. There is actually, if I would say that the Bible is just at the top of the list of many books, that would not be that correct. Actually, the Bible stands alone, and it's in a category all its own. Actually, no other book can claim to be the embodiment of the life of God. This book, this is a part of it. I wish I had the full one right here. Is God Himself embodied as life? Amen. You know, didn't you appreciate the brother sharing? Do you all love the living Christ? Amen. Do you all want the living Christ? Amen. He's in the written Word. Amen. Have you read the written Word? Amen. Do you all want Christ as the tree of life? Amen. Do you all want the Spirit as the river of life? Amen. I was so impressed by Brother Ken speaking. Said that the Christ as the tree of life is found in the Spirit as the river of life. That river of life is a river of water of life. And you know what? Let me read Ephesians 5 to you. "Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of
water."
The water, where?
The
water is in the Word. Amen. You want the tree? You need the river?
Amen.
You want the river of water? It's in the Word.
Amen.
Have you read the Word? Amen. We need to read it some more. You know, I was really impressed too. I believe it was Brother Ken. He said that this water, this Spirit, can take care of everything. And then some of you came to the mic and shouted, "This water is amazing." So right now, how about we shout, "This Word is amazing."
Amen.
This Word is amazing. How about one more time? This Word is amazing. You know, you might have thought he was exaggerating. What do you mean the Spirit and the river and the water can take care of everything? Let me read the very next verse in Ephesians 5. "That he might present the church to himself through the washing of the water, glorious, not having spot or wrinkle or any such things, but that she would be holy and without blemish.
Amen.
You know what a spot is? A spot is something of the natural life. It's that thing that you cannot escape from. It's your disposition that you cannot get away from. You know what a wrinkle is? It's just that oldness. David Tang grew up in the church life. He looks so young. He's actually very old sometimes. We're all sitting in this meeting with a lot of old habits. There's lots of wrinkles all over us. These things you cannot escape from. You want to escape from them. You want to escape from the anger that rises up in you. You want to escape from the wrinkles. Actually, the only thing that can cure this is the water in the Word. It's in the Word of God. I just want to kind of stop here with this function of the Word. Actually, at the very end, I won't stop. It presents the church to Himself glorious as a bride. In the last meeting of this conference, I think it's the last meeting, we're going to see the end of the Bible is what? A wedding between God, Christ, and the church as His bride. So far, we've seen Adam and Eve. That's just a picture. Actually, that's Genesis. That's the organic blueprint. We need to look ahead to the end. Christ will marry us as His bride.
Amen.
And He will not marry a wrinkled bride. So, to go from Genesis all the way to Revelation, actually, we need the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word of God will take you from Genesis to Revelation.
Amen.
And now we have a special treat, and we're going to have some students share, some of your peers, your brothers and sisters. And how about let's stand with them? The washing is actually just one function of the Word. Actually, because the Word is the embodiment of life, the life of God, it brings with it life functions. The Word is milk. The Word is the light as a lamp. The Word is a sword. The Word is so many things. So how about let's the first pair come up and we'll enjoy these functions in the Word.
My name's Daniela Moreno. I am from CSUN. And I'm going to talk about how I was regenerated by the Word. I was caught within the flow. And I came to college. I wasn't much of a believer. And I had no expectations of Christ in my future. I was caught in the worldly ways of college. I started off college and I was thinking to myself, this is it. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And after a year, it got old. I got so old, and I didn't know what I wanted to do with myself. So, Elaine and Henna started coming over, meeting with my housemate, Carol. And at first, I was like, I want to know what's going on in my living room. Like, what are they doing? I hear singing. I hear praying. And I started joining them just because I'm an English major, and I thought, it can't hurt me to read the Bible. It's just another book. And I started reading the Bible. And it wasn't just words on a paper. It was this little voice gnawing at me like, you know I'm here. You know I exist. And it was only a couple of weeks when Carol decided to ask, like, you want to take in the Lord? And I was like, Yeah, I do. I saw her so happy. I'm like, I want to be like Carol. I want to be that happy.
Amen.
And she made me read Romans 10, and I will read you Romans 10. And it says, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen.
For it is with your heart that you believed, and you are justified. It is with your mouth that you confess, and you are saved. And I started calling on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And I was drinking and I was eating and I was within the flow.
Amen.
And in Peter's verse 23, it says, for you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living and enduring word of God.
Amen.
And it was that I started reading the Bible. And I was so happy. It was so much better than all these other things I had expected from college. I never knew coming in I was going to fall in love with the one man that was going to give me life. And it was so good. And I'm just waiting for one day for my classmates to come up to me and be like, Daniela, what's your favorite book? And I'm going to be like, the Bible. The Bible is my favorite book. And then I want them to ask me why. I want them to go to that extent and ask me why. I'm going to tell them, because it is a living life that flows within me.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. My name is Mario Rosado. I'm a student at USC. And this semester I begin to see that the Word of God testifies concerning the Lord Jesus. In one of the first home meetings in this semester at USC that I go to, there was a question of how do we abide in the Lord Jesus? And through the fellowship, what came out of that was Colossians, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And another verse that came out was John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
This verse, John 1:1, is so profound, yet it's so clear. The Word is God. But I was like, Lord, if this is the case, if the Word is God, in which I carry in my back pocket all the time, why don't I come to the Word as if I'm coming to God? And I came to the Lord in this type of consideration this semester. In my consistent Bible reading, I try to read one chapter throughout the day, two from the Old Testament before I go to sleep, and one message from a spiritual book every day. And I felt like the Lord, He began to answer this consideration. So as I started to read the Word in a consistent way this year, I felt like I was growing in a normal way. But why? Because the Word started to come into me. And this Word was actually a living Word. Not to the extent that I come to the Word and I'm supplied and now I can live the Christian life. But actually the Word comes into me and begins to testify concerning the Lord Jesus Himself. And I begin to fall in love with the Lord and even pursuing after Him every day in a normal way. So as I started to experience the Lord in this living way, I was like, wow, as I'm coming to the Word, I'm not only coming to a book. I'm not only coming to be inspired or to be motivated, but I'm receiving the person of God. And I started to really see this semester. And even just to solidify this experience, the last couple of weeks, actually, it's been really hard. But as I continue in the Word, I felt like at times, like the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, they're walking down, right? They're discouraged. But then the Lord appears to them, and what does He do? He starts to speak the Word of God concerning Himself, Jesus. And what happens? Their hearts begin to burn. Even to the point that they see and they realize this is the Lord Himself as the Word. During these 2 weeks, I felt like the Lord, He began to reveal and testify concerning Himself in the Word. And my heart was burning. And there's glimpses of the Lord here and there. It's just in a normal way. I remember for the first time I saw the Lord was about 3 years ago. But after that, it's just been little glimpses here, little glimpses there. And I'm just growing in a normal way. So even today, I continue to pray, Lord, I want to see the Word as John the Apostle saw the Word. In John 1:1, he said, we saw the Word of life. But he was talking about Jesus. So Jesus is the Word, and I still want to see the Word in this way, so I can have a more of an appetite for the Word. Amen.
Hello, I'm Cody Cooper from CSUN, but you're probably going to remember me as the brother with the Angels t-shirt. So, all right. And one of the things about the Word that I actually enjoyed is what Ben was saying about the washing of the Word. That's back in January, I always called on the Lord, called on, and my spirit grew a little bit. But then in February, I went into a joint college conference at UCLA that Brother Ben actually was talking about that very same subject. And it actually reached me because I didn't read my Bible because I was too lazy. Oh, I have work. Oh, I have homework. All this worldly stuff, you know, just getting in the way. I could call on the Lord. That's good enough for me. So and the following Monday, actually, after that, once again, I went back to my old ways because I wasn't smart enough to learn my lesson that, hey, I should look at the Word. And I went to work that day after school. Straight from school is a busy day. And at work, it was extremely busy for a Monday. And I work up at Staples in Santa Clara. It's extremely busy. All it was it's just customer after customer. I had no backup cashier, so I was all alone, and nobody was buying. You know, I have to sell attachments, and no one's buying anything, so my numbers were horrible, and I was just stressed out. I was just, in my worldly self, it's just awful. I was dry. So during my lunch break, I have my McDonald's double-double, and I see my Bible in my passenger seat car. And I take a look at it, and I'm like, okay, you know that message about being dry, about the washing of the Word? Maybe I should actually take it to heart. You know, the Lord put me at that joint college meeting for a reason. So I open it up and I just pray over one of my favorite verses, Galatians 2:20. I just read over, I am crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but it is He who lives in me. Amen. And I was just eating that up, and just enjoying the Word during my lunch break from work. And I never felt my spirit grow so much. It was unbelievable. Like, even calling on the Lord, I felt my spirit grow, but just getting the life from the Word, it was the most unbelievable feeling to me. And it just changed my day around. After my lunch break, it's the same craziness, you know, because we had sale that day. It is just, it's still insane, but I wasn't stressed out anymore. I was like, the Lord is taking care of it. The Lord is guiding me. The Lord is now speaking through me. I felt the light shining out from Him. So it's just everything, all my worldly stress was taken away. And so now it's just when I turn to the Word, I read the Word before work every day. I read it before class every day. I get into it whenever I can. I'm always munching on a little verse or two. Just I get into the Word whenever I can because it's important to call on the name of the Lord, but without the Word, it's impossible to describe how I'm feeling. You know, it's just, you can't do it. If you want the life of God, you got to have the Word.
Hi, everyone. My name's Abraham, and I go to UCI. And I just wanted to open it in this way. We're here talking about the Bible, so obviously I'm going to give you some Bible verses. I'm going to talk John 5:39, Jeremiah 15:16, John 4:4, and I'm just going to add, Psalms 119:103. These are some verses we may know, but these verses, after much time of being in the Lord, these verses have become truly real to me. I was blessed growing in a Christian home. So I've heard like some of these truths that we're getting in today. And I love that I was blessed with such being able to hear the Word at such a young age. And I was listening to this. Oh, God loves you. You know, the New Jerusalem, you know, the Tree of Life. I heard it all growing up. But one day as I was before the Lord, it was last year. I was before the Lord. I was praying, telling the Lord, I love you. But He came back and He said a clear word. You don't know anything about me. I had never, growing up, I didn't read the Word. I just took in what the brother said. I never went to go look and trust it in the Word. And so the Lord was clear. You don't know anything about me. You say you love me. What do you know about me? If we love someone, we know everything about them. We know what they're going to say. We can just catch a glimpse of their eye and we know what they're thinking. And that's what the Lord wants. And the Lord was just really clear at that moment. You don't know anything about me. And I was just, Lord. So I tried to pray my way out of it. The Lord didn't let me go. He knew that I didn't know anything about Him. And I couldn't get around it. It was that clear. So one day, it was after the winter training. It was a conference. The brother, Enosh, actually encouraged me to get into the Word. So I was like, okay, Lord. I bought the big Bible. It's the big one. Brother Brian has it right here. This one. I bought this one. I was like, Lord, I just spent $100. And then I'm going to get into it. So many times, this was my experience. Genesis 1:1. Oh, I can't get past it. I can't get past Genesis 1. I can't get past it. I can't get past Matthew 1. I keep getting stuck in the genealogy, and I can't go on. I can't go on. I just can't, because the word was not real. But then before the Lord, before I made a consecration, Lord, I need to finish the Bible. I need to finish the Bible, because this testifies concerning you. John 5:39, it's clear. The Bible testifies of God. And I didn't realize it until I read the Bible. The Bible truly expresses God in every single way, right? Some people are worried about their finances, right? They're worried about getting rich. But I tell you, we have a gold bar sitting right in front of us. This Bible is so rich, so unsearchably rich. And I just enjoy it. Every time you come to it, you can get something new. Our God is unsearchably rich. So we need to, if we want to know and understand God, we need to read the Bible, right? We need to know the one whom we love, right? And so the Lord, in Jeremiah 15:16, it says, I found your word. The Lord asks, how many times do we find his word? So I just enjoyed every morning we need to find his word. And it becomes the joy and gladness of our heart. So we need to go on, because our life depends on the Lord speaking.
Hi, my name is Christy, and I'm a second year at UCLA. And I'm going to share my experience of Bible reading this past year. When I was in high school, I read my Bible every night. And I would go through the Bible in a year. But when I got to college, things changed. School became my first priority. And I stopped reading my Bible. And I would say that I had no time for the Lord. And worse than that was that I found no enjoyment in the Word. And eventually, I would try, like this past year, each quarter I was like, okay, I'm going to read my Bible every day. But unfortunately, that didn't work, because midterms and finals came around and I stopped everything to study. And all I was eating then was bio, organic chem. That was about it. And each quarter, I would find myself in the same situation, feeling dead and empty. And this past winter quarter was the worst, because it was like 3 weeks of molecular bio and organic chemistry. And I just felt so dead at the end of it, that I didn't want anything to do with the Lord. And at the beginning of spring quarter, we have a schedule. And so I decided to stick to the schedule. But I was still feeling really separated from the Lord. And I was just tired of having these ups and downs, that eventually I prayed to the Lord. And I said, you need to make yourself real to me, because I'm just so tired of having these highs where I'm expressing you and I'm loving you, and then these lows where I just don't really want to have any contact with you. And so when I didn't realize that the Lord was going to use Bible reading in a way to make himself real to me. And I started reading the Word, and I just got into it. And soon enough, I developed a relationship with the Lord, because you're coming to the Lord and you're seeing him every day. And you're learning things about each other. You're learning, Lord, your love is unchanging. Lord, you're the living God. And sometimes it's like 2 a.m. and you're reading your Bible and you're just tired. And you open up to Acts and it's like 44 verses. And you're just like, oh, Lord. But you read it anyway and you enjoy it. And sometimes I just don't get like magical revelations and I understand the Bible thoroughly because of this chapter. But I got something out of it. Maybe it was just like 3 words. Like, thank you, Lord, for opening the door of the faith. And so after just reading like this past quarter of reading the Bible continuously, I just realized that he became very real to me. And he became a person. Like, he was someone I could contact daily and have conversations with. Like, I would even go running, if I ever have time, I would go run and I would drop my iPod home, and I would run with the Lord. And it's just talking to him about things that I was going through. And even like I formed a study group with the Lord. It's like I study and then I listen to hymns in the background. But it's just so enjoyable to get into the Word each day so that he just becomes real. Amen.
I'm Leah, and I'm a sophomore at UCSD, and I have enjoyed the Word as a rock and as a lamp shining in a dark place. Last year, I took some classes which I feel were the enemy's direct attack on my standing in the Lord. And in that class, we read the Bible and the Quran, and first they tore apart the Bible, and then they presented us with the Quran, and I was just very confused. And I even got to the point where I told the Lord, "Lord, I've experienced you before, so I know that you're real. But if you don't show me that you're real again, I think I might leave the church life." And so the Lord was faithful. But I have to say that my salvation during that time was that I had read the Word in a consistent way in the years leading up to that. And the Word had become my constitution. So regardless of the enemy's attack, nothing could change that. I was constituted with the Word of God. And His Word was a lamp shining in my darkness.
Amen. Amen. My name is Michael Jones. Some people call me Mike. I also want to talk about how the Word is a lamp shining in the dark place. 2 Peter 1:19. "And we have the prophetic word made firm, to which you do well to give heed as a lamp shining in the dark place." So recently, my housemates and I, we've been trying to read through the entire New Testament because we realized, or me and my roommate realized, we've never read through it. So we're just like, okay, we're going to read through it. So we've been trying to have a time like in the afternoon and at night where we read it. And been reading this one. You guys all got to get one of these, by the way. It's only like $6 or $4, and it's. Anyways, you have to go get one. So there was this one night. I had a test the next morning, on Sunday, and I was just studying all day, and I skipped my time with the Lord in the Word, I was so dark, and I needed help on a physics problem. I asked one of my housemates for help, and I was just so dark, like, oh, it was so nasty. And then my roommate, Eric Romero, some of you guys might know, he knows me very well, and he's like, "Bro, you okay?" And I'm like, I'm fine, like, nothing's wrong, I'm fine. But no, I was dark, and this was my experience of Romans 7:24. "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of this death?" But do you know what happened? When before I went to bed, I got into the Word. I got light in the Word. I remember asking myself, I was like, "Why am I so dark right now? Like, Lord, what's going on?" And he just touched me. He was like, "You didn't get into the Word. Like, you skipped your time with me." And I was like, wow. So then I just opened the Word, and I started enjoying it. I started eating it, and I got light. Amen. Oh, Lord, he's so full of light. And when we receive him, we also become shining. And Eric, he could tell, after I was done reading, he could tell that something had changed. He's like, "You got into the Word." Huh? I was like, "Oh, yeah." So anyways, oh, saints, there's light in the Word. Amen. And I just encourage, like, this was my experience. I was dark. I was dead. But in the Word, there's light. Amen. There's life. There's a river flowing. Amen. Hallelujah for the Word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So according to John 1:1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word." Amen. Actually, Christ, He is the living Word. Amen. You want to know God? Well, Christ is the Word. He explains God to us. But let me ask you a question. If you want to know Christ, what's the best way to know Christ? Well, actually, it's through the written word. Praise the Lord for the written word! Amen. So we have the living word, Christ, but we have the written word. Amen. In our hands. So I really just appreciate, all the sharing, right? Don't you just feel like saying praise the Lord for the word? Amen. Let's all say praise the Lord for the word. So Lord for the word. So I'd like to highlight a couple of functions of the word I really enjoyed. First one, it makes man wise unto salvation. You just read the word, right? You just read it. It makes you wise unto salvation. Even, you know, in Peter it says, it's the living word that causes us to be regenerated.
Amen.
And so the word is full of life.
Amen.
Appreciate another brother shared, the word testifies concerning God, testifies concerning Christ. And also Cody, that's really awesome. You know, the word waters us, even nourishes us, right? You want some food? Well, just open up your Bible. It says the milk of the word is there.
Amen.
I also like the one about the rock. Actually, that's really my experience. Especially in college, I like to go to class early. I like to do two things. The first thing I would do is I would go there early just to read a chapter of the word, and I'll take a nap. You know, so that way I don't fall asleep in class. But I just appreciate, I will get into the word in that way, just a little bit at a time. Actually, we don't need to be reading a whole lot, you know, just a little bit at a time. I forget who shared that. You know, just always munching on the word. You want a very stable Christian life, a very nourished Christian life? Well, just munch on the word.
Amen.
Anyway, the light is in the word. I appreciate it. You know, you open the word, you get into the word, there's light there. Well, I'd just like to leave you guys with something very practical today. That's two words. Daily and consistent.
Amen.
Okay? We want to read the word in a very daily way. You know, not, okay, I read the word 3 weeks ago, you know, I read 10 chapters and I'm good to go. I like what Edison said, you know, that's kind of like filling the pump, right?
Yeah.
You fill it up, I read, I don't know, 30 chapters, and then I'm good to go for the entire quarter. No! Let's read the word in a daily way.
Amen.
You know, every day.
Amen.
The second word is consistent. What does that mean? That means when we come to the word, you know, just set a goal, maybe a chapter a day, a couple pages a day, something very doable, something very attainable.
Yeah.
You know, we just want to encourage you all to read the word in a consistent way, not, you know, like, I used to do that a lot, you know, I read 30 chapters and because it's really awesome, you know, in Acts, and it's very exciting. And you move on to the next book, you're like, oh, Lord, you know, and you stop reading for 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Well, we want to be here today, just have a very daily and consistent Christian life.
Amen.
Okay, so what is the key then? I would say for me, the key is really to have a schedule. A schedule that's doable.
Amen.
You know, if you have one of these, it's actually quite easy. You could do it one way. Do you know how many pages are in this Bible? It's actually 450. You know, it's a very nice and even number. And so you say, okay, I like to read 5 pages a day. So that's 5 sides. That's actually 90 days. You know, and so in 3 months, you'll read through this whole book once. But that's a little too hard, you know, because you have midterms and all these other things. So how about 3 pages? That's actually 150 days. So that's about 5 months. Well, if you want to like to read this once a year, you want to guess how much it is, math majors? 1.25, a little bit less than 1.25. So you're talking about 1 page and a quarter of a page. You'll read through this entire book once a year. Simple, right? Well, that's what I really appreciate. Do something that you could do. Not, you know, read the whole thing in 1 month. You know, that's a little hard to attain to. And so at UCLA, we came up with a schedule for the students. We want the students there to enjoy the word, enjoy the Lord, especially the New Testament, once a year. But for this school year, we started in Acts, and we're hoping to finish Revelation by the end of the summer. Okay, so we have a stack here. If you want to look at how we planned our schedule, or if you just like one to follow, feel free and grab one. But one thing we did put in there is we decided that, you know, we want the students to read 6 times a week. And so on Sunday, it's a day to catch up. You know, so that way, if you're ever behind, there's a time for you to review and to catch up in your reading. Okay, so something that's very doable. Also, if you want to make your own schedule, actually, there's a website called readhisword.com. Actually, this website is very flexible. You could say you want to read from Genesis to Revelation, or just the whole Old Testament or the New Testament. So anyway, it's very flexible. So please check it out. It's readhisword.com. And we just want you to have a consistent reading in the Word. Is Stephen here? Yep. Oh yeah, okay, that's true. I forgot. See, there we have some really good portions here. So, it says, the Bible is God's gift to man and man's greatest treasure. It communicates to us God's purpose and the meaning of our human life. Even this weekend we saw, you want the tree of life?
Amen.
It's in the Word.
Amen.
Want to drink of the river of water of life? Well, it's in the Word.
Amen.
So when we read it with our spirit, we activate everything that the Bible is. Touch God and allow Him to enter into us. So to make this happen, actually, the first thing we need to do, I like this line, it's kind of funny, but the Word has to come off the shelf. Okay, so you want to get into the Word has to come off the shelf. And into it, and off the pages. And into us through our consistent reading. Next quote is really good. It says, the longer you read the Bible, the more you'll like it. It will grow sweeter and sweeter. And the more you get into the spirit of it, the more you will get into the spirit of Christ. This is William Romaine. Anyway, isn't that really our testimony? The more we get into the Word, the sweeter it gets to us, right? Hallelujah for the Word!
Amen.